Incidentally, if you are selling a car or buying a used car, selling or buying a used car, text to 312-981-7200 if you have any insight. My sister was planning on selling her car. She couldn't find her title. So she had to go to the state of Illinois, and eventually the title came in, and now she's going to sell her car. In the month or two that has lapsed between her asking for the title and her getting the title, the price on her used car has gone from around $9,000 to around $11,000. She went to a dealer and they said, "Where's the title? We'll give you $9,000." She said, "I'll come back in 11 in a month." And now they're offering her $11,000. Why? Because everybody's concerned that new car prices are going to go up with the tariffs, and that's good news for you if you've got a used car to sell. But that's one person. I wonder if anybody else has seen anything like that. 312-981-7200. That's sort of a Lou Manfredini kind of topic, isn't it, Lou? Isn't that kind of in your wheelhouse?
I love that wheelhouse, no pun intended. And I have a lot of friends in the car business, and I've heard that as well. We recently, this is prior to the Trump administration, but we traded in a used car. It has been very strong for the past couple of years, and I was shocked at what they gave us trading in the car on another used car. Now, I think that, you know, your sister probably has the right kind of car, you know. In other words, you know, it's a later model, maybe less miles. Certainly, if you have some type of SUV, you know, that's quite popular. Most people want that. And so, yeah, if you have the right kind of car and you're looking at it, then I absolutely could see that. Yeah. On the flip side, if you have an electric car and you're trying to trade it in, those values have gone way down.
Particularly if it's a Tesla,
That's a whole nother topic. Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, our car guy last week just said, if you ever wanted to buy a Tesla, go get a used one now, because while some people think that's a MAGA hat going down the road, if you don't care about that, you can get a good price for that thing. The Ask Lou segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. By the way, nice conversation with the folks from Lindholm over the weekend, Lou.
Oh, yeah. It was a nice spring cleaning show. We talked with a bunch of different sponsors and talked about different things you could do. And then, you know, today, my gosh, I get up early to go do a little exercise, and I couldn't believe how nice it was.
Yeah.
And how nice it's going to be. And, you know, that always gets people thinking about spring and what can I do outside?
Yeah. Any suggestions for us? So I think you've got maybe a tip or two.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's certainly, and I'm going to do it today when I'm done with you this morning. I'm going to do a little raking and cleaning up and, you know, taking all the debris out there. The biggest thing, and I know you'll talk with your buddy Bob Bertog, you know, coming up soon, if not today or this week. The thing that starts happening is soil temperature. And so, you know, the trees are starting to wake up. We talked, I think, last week about it was a really good time to do a little trimming because that growth is not there yet. But you can kind of see the dead wood, and that's really good for the people coming out, the arborists, to do that work. But if you really want to get out there with the lawn, you can do something like using a soil amender or some type of organic treatment on there. Now, I have been, and there's a lot of debate about this now, but a big fan of a product called Milorganite. And Milorganite is a basically pelletized Milwaukee County sewage. And back in the day, you used to drive up to Milwaukee, and you would load it into your trunk of your car with a shovel. And then you would come back and unshovel the trunk of your car. Now, they have it in bags.
Yeah,
it's full of iron. It won't burn your soil. It's great for the garden. It's great for the grass. And what that iron does is it really helps the grass to become green, super dark green. And that is a perfect thing to do this time of year. And you can put it anywhere on your garden, and you're not going to hurt anything, even if you decide later to do, you know, four-step programs and whatnot. We're a few weeks away from that, but it's coming.
Where do you get the Milorganite?
hardware stores, home centers, garden centers. It's in the bags. They were having a little bit of a shortage of it of late, but now it seems to be in pretty good supply. And it's just a terrific product. I love it. It's always given great results. There is some controversy about it because, people, activists have said that there are forever chemicals in it. And that is because it's derived from a sewage plant. And we as human beings are ingesting forever chemicals. So it's, apparent that that would be in that as well. So, I would argue that they're kind of in everything. And this is probably the most organic or pretty close to that you can get to put on your lawn.
Well, maybe I won't put it on my vegetable garden.
Well, that's one.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, one area that you could keep it. My whole yard is mostly grass and bushes and weeds. So maybe I'll just put it on the lawn. I'm not going to eat there.
Correct. Right, or where the bushes are, places like that. Stuff that you wouldn't ingest, probably a good one.
Okay, Lou, lots of questions for our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. You hear him Saturday mornings from 6 to 10. And on Mondays, we get the Lou to-do list. This week, Lou says you can start fixing up your yard, at least pulling up some of the stuff and putting some of the stuff down. Right, Lou?
Correct. The raking, the cleaning, you can start to define your garden beds. I mentioned last week about trimming the trees. This is if you see dead wood on bushes and places like that, take a small trimmer, and it's okay to do all that before the plants are just starting to wake up a little bit. I'm going to be doing that myself this afternoon, as I mentioned, and trying to do a little bit of cleanup and trying to, get things going. I realize, we're in a weird weather pattern, right? It's warm and it's going to get cold again, but it certainly seems like we're turning the corner.
Hey, Lou, do surge protectors and power strips have an expiration date?
They don't have an expiration date, but if they have a surge, like a noticeable surge in your home where something were to pop, then it should be replaced.
Well,
but if you've never had that, then no.
Do surge protectors and power strips, this one says, do you recommend having a whole house electric surge protector installed in the homes, and what would that cost?
I do recommend it. Many municipalities now require it if you're going to be replacing your electrical service.
Wow.
There's a bunch of different manufacturers now, but it can be done in your existing panel. It would involve an electrician coming and wiring. They would take the front panel off of the
fuse box
panel and the electrical box, and then they would mount this in line like another circuit. It may require, if your circuit panel is full, a different one put in there. My guess to have it all done, it's probably anywhere. It's a range, right? I'm going to say $1,000 to $2,000.
That's my guess.
But then everything's protected. Everything's protected.
What about this? Jill, you're on WGN Radio with Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. What's up, Jill?
Hi, John and Lou. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a question about ant prevention. I have a paver pathway both in my front and back, and every summer I have a million ant hills, and it's actually causing some of the pavers to sink because they're removing the sand from in between. Is there anything I can do now to discourage them from coming back?
Yes. It'll make a little bit of a mess now, but it'll help you stay ahead of it. If you go to the hardware store or the garden center, you're going to buy a bag of something called, don't ask me to spell it, diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth.
And it is a very light powder, and in this bag is going to come this little puffer that you're going to fill the little puffer, and it's got a little snoot on it, and you're going to go along those pavers, and you're going to puff it. Now, you could also take, you could also sprinkle it over the area, and it'll have like this white fine powder. It is safe. They use this actually in food for cattle, like on farms, to control bugs. And the ants will go through that. They'll go back to the queen. They'll crawl through it, and it gets into their skeleton and through their bodies and will eliminate it. And the other thing you may want to do too with the paver patio, once you're like, oh my God, this isn't good, this is great, you may want to put some new parabolic sand in there that you mix with water to get back into the joints, you know.
Okay.
To that you then that locks it in place, you know.
Right.
That's so what the pavers do.
Parabolic sand and diatomaceous earth.
Polymeric sand. I always get that wrong. Okay. Polymeric sand is what it's called. Yeah.
Got that?
Well, I've got it as best as I can. I will ask them phonetically at the hardware store.
Yeah, DIA, diatomaceous
earth.
Polymeric sand. Poly purebred. Think of sweet poly purebred. I don't know if that'll help. Hey, Lou, I get a thud when the water is turned off. Can I fix this myself? Do I need a plumber?
Before you call the plumber, it sounds counterintuitive, but you actually need to put the air back in the system. So you shut the main water valve off, you open every faucet, hot and cold, and you flush every toilet. And when the water stops coming out, then you go back and close everything. And then you slowly open the main water valve back in.
Oh.
There are these compression chambers behind the wall that you can't see that probably have lost a little bit of the air to allow for this compression. And 9 times out of 10, this works, and it should solve the problem. The biggest issue there is you have to go around every faucet and remove every aerator, because when you shut the water off, you will loosen up some sediment, and then you may have a problem with flow coming through those faucets.
To turn off the main line, then open up every faucet, flush every toilet, drain all the water out, then turn everything off, and then fill the water back in, then turn the water on?
I feel like I'm on an episode of The Daily. That's what they do, is the guy gives an answer, and then the host
that is so
just
true.
Repeats what he just said.
Yes.
Right? It drives me crazy.
Me too. It's such a smart show. But somebody will say 2
right.
plus 2 is 4, and then Michael will go, so what you're saying is that if I had 2
exactly,
apples
right.
and you gave me 2
yep.
more apples, then what
right.
you're saying is help
right.
me unpack this, then I would have 4
right.
apples. I'm like, he just
right,
said
right.
4 apples.
Right, right, right. But he starts it with a and then he goes into that. I'm like, and I even know when he's going to do it. I go, don't just repeat what he just said. And he does.
That's Lou Manfredini. He's your Mr. Fix-It. evidently he and I listen to The Daily as well. By the way, The Daily today was about the Department of Education, what they do and what they don't do. And I thought it was a very helpful podcast for those of you who want to try and figure out the Department of Education, which does not set curriculum standards. It doesn't do a lot of the things that need to be done at the federal level. It doesn't come down there. It's already state and local. But it does help disadvantaged people, that is poor, and it helps people with disabilities. Those are the two groups that will be most hurt if we lose a DEA. And by the way, you can't just with executive order get rid of a cabinet post. The education secretary is in the cabinet. To get rid of that, it would require an act of Congress. You need to tell your congressman or woman if you do or don't want this. Nice to talk to you today, Mr. Fix-It.
You as well.
That's Lou Manfredini. Listen for him Saturdays starting at 6.